There is a proven connection between academic achievement and self-esteem. We decided to explore this topic since we all have experiences with this in our very high-achieving, academically focused high school. I'm Lauren S., a freshman at Jericho High School.
I'm Emily N., a sophomore at Jericho High School.
And I'm Alexa A., a freshman at Jericho High School.
According to an article written by Muhammad Ayana in the Journal of Applied Science, significant findings reveal that students' level of self-esteem was a significant determinant in their academic achievement. If students develop higher levels of self-esteem, they would exhibit higher academic achievement. Emily, how is this the case for you?
I took a Spanish test that I thought was going to be fairly easy because we got to use a Spanish dictionary online for it. So, of course, I didn't study, and I got the test back and I didn't do very well, and it made me upset and disappointed, but I got over it. But it also works the other way, because when I get a good grade, I'm very proud of myself. I'm happy.
This is Lauren. Our research has also confirmed that students constantly compete with their peers and compare grades. This seems to also be the case in Jericho. Alexa, do you have any opinions towards this?
There are times when I don't mind sharing my grades with other people, but like if I didn't do well on something, I wouldn't want to share my grades because my standards might be different than someone else's. Also, in Jericho, I think that everyone is so competitive with their grades, and everyone's always getting like such good grades, but it kind of motivates me on the other hand to do better, but it also can be annoying.
This is Emily, and according to our research, students' self-esteem is lowered when they receive a bad grade. Lauren, can you tell us more about this and how it relates to you?
When I get a bad grade, whatever that is, whatever I consider a bad grade, I think I feel really down about myself, but I don't think it affects me that much. It affects me like I think about how I prepared for the test or like how I felt before I took the test and then how I felt after. Sometimes I think the test is really easy. Then when I get my test back, I didn't do as well as I thought I would do.
Interesting. Do you have any opinions on the competition amongst students here at Jericho?
I feel that it's really unnecessary for people to ask other people what they got because they don't know how uncomfortable they are telling you, and it might be easy for some people to say, I don't want to tell you my grade, but other people like might freak out or they might like think that the person's judging them.
Our faculty agrees with us, but feels as though students are affected way too much by our grades. Here's what they have to say.
Hi, this is Todd Benjamin. I'm the school social worker here at Jericho. They can talk about their grades, but I would hope that they didn't base their self-esteem based on their grades or how they compare to others.
Our principal, Ms. Rosenberg, also shares her opinion on students and self-esteem.
I don't think that students are their grades. I don't necessarily think that they should be connected, but I do understand that that is the nature of the beast, and that if you don't do well on a test or in a particular subject, you think that you can't do it, you're inferior, and that I'm not such a great person, I don't have enough, I'm not going to get into college, and then it becomes a roller coaster type of thing.
Health teacher Ms. Romano shares her thoughts about how the way students are assessed can affect self-esteem.
I think that if the only thing that you can get is an A, and that's not true. To show that you've mastered it or that you enjoyed it or that you got something out of it shouldn't be defined just by getting an A. That's why health doesn't necessarily constantly always give tests. It's more about the project and what you get out of doing it. Because the A test itself could just be you remembering things, and after you take it, you'll never remember it again.
Jericho High School is committed to helping students with all aspects of their school lives, and we continue to work on matters of achievements and self-esteem throughout our community. This is Lauren Steinberger,
Alexa Bococo,
Emily Nelson, Jericho News.